Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. So today I am answering a Q&A question. I put the call out in my free Facebook group. I feel like it was over a month ago now, asking people what kinds of questions they had, what they wanted to hear about on the podcast. And this is one of the topics that came up. And what's really fun is that since I put this on the schedule, I've had multiple other requests for this topic. So I know it's something that you're all really wanting help with. And that is the idea of what belongs in your free content that you're putting out there, and where do you draw the line between that and what people need to pay for. So first, I want to start off by talking a little bit about why free value is important. So it can take so many different forms, right? It could be like this podcast. It could be a workshop that you're hosting. It could be what you put in your social media content or your emails. It could be what you're sharing in personal conversations. Like, essentially, any value doesn't have to be like strictly content, but any value that you are putting out there around your business expertise. And the reason that this is so important to make the free stuff that you put out there really valuable is that this is how you stand out. This is how you show your expertise. This is how your audience understands that you are an expert, that you know what you're talking about, that you have value to offer, that you can help them. This is a big way to build trust and build your relationship with your audience. I have always heard it described as somebody in your audience thinking, if their free stuff is this good, imagine how amazing their paid stuff is, or imagine how amazing it would be to work with them. So we're wanting to have that kind of reaction. We're wanting people to essentially understand how great you are by the free stuff that you're putting out there. We want them to have that situation where they are getting sold on you and understanding just how much they want to work with you because of your free content. So we want to have your free content be super valuable, but we also want you to be able to make money with your expertise and your knowledge and your skills. So you have to draw the line somewhere. This is not a charity where you just offer free value only and never make any money in return. This is a situation where you want to reserve some things for what you're going to be paid for. So I want to talk to you about where to draw that line and how to draw that line and how to know what belongs on either side of the line. So the first way that I like to differentiate between free versus paid content is thinking about it as like a tidbit. Like, this is just like a little bit, and they are going to need more. They're going to want more. This is just a little bit. It's kind of like a Costco sample versus a full-on meal. Like the Costco sample, you're definitely getting a good idea of what the food is, what that item is. You're understanding whether you like it or not. Probably your kids are like, this is so delicious, we have to buy this. And that is amazing, right? You learn a lot from that, but it's also not the same as a meal. If you ate every single sample in Costco, it would probably add up to a meal. But free content is a little different, right? But I want you to think about your free content being the Costco sample of working with you. It's just a little bit. It's that little tidbit, that little taste of what it looks like to work with you in a paid capacity. I've also heard it described as like snorkeling versus scuba diving, which I think is another interesting way to think about it. And you really want to find the way to think about it that's going to serve you, that's going to make it clear in your mind where you draw the line and what fits in each category. So with the snorkeling, it's like we're going in shallow, we're, you know, just doing a little bit. You're still getting an idea of what's down there. I am actually a snorkeler, not a scuba diver. So I'm like, hey, snorkeling, I can definitely see what's down there. I can get the lay of the land. But my husband is a scuba diver, and it sounds like it's a different perspective down there. Like, you're deeper, there's more to see. You kind of get that high level view with the snorkeling, but with scuba diving, you get everything. You get to see everything that's down there, and there's definite things that you would miss just with the snorkeling. So think about the Costco sample, think about the snorkeling versus scuba diving, and let's talk a bit more about what the paid stuff is all about. So for your paid content or your paid work, these are things where you need more time with the person and it's more in depth. So an easy way to think about this is think about you engaging with people in Facebook groups or on Threads or on some kind of message board, somewhere where you're having conversations and maybe somebody is asking a question of you and you are responding, but there's a character limit to the helpful answer or helpful comment that you're getting for them. So there is a limit on how much you can give. I love this idea of the character limit because I think it really helps you to understand like, okay, there's a boundary on how much free value. Like, I'm not going to write them an entire novel about their problem and how to solve it. I can give them like a little sentence. But if they need more and want more than that, then it needs to be in a paid capacity because we need more time. It needs to go more in depth. We need more characters for that conversation. You can also think about it as this is something that needs more nuance. So I think going through these points with you, part of my intention here is to have you not think about this free versus paid content in a way where you feel like, oh, I'm keeping something from someone. I feel like there's like a bad feeling around like, well, I could help them, but I'm like holding this stuff back. They have to pay for this stuff, which is totally valid. Like it is 100% valid, but I know a lot of my clients struggle with that because they feel like if it's in my power to help this person, I should help them and I should help them for free. Like a lot of my clients feel that way, and we have to do a lot of coaching and work to help them overcome that and to help them get to the place where they feel okay charging for their expertise and the value and help that they provide to other people. So the needing more time, needing more in depth, that is one of those ways, right? You deserve to be compensated for your time and your thinking on behalf of other people when it is in the context of your business and your job and your work. Another thing is this idea that there's more nuance needed. So we all know this, all advice does not work in all situations, and it is nearly impossible for your content to capture that. Trust me, I have tried to write content where I tried to cover every little nuance and every little situation, and it ends up watering down the content and the value and making it way less powerful when I am trying to speak to every possible contingency and situation that somebody consuming my content may be dealing with. So then when you're thinking about free versus paid, it's like, yeah, my free content is like the top level, the non-nuanced version, the like generalizations, the like typical situation is what I'm speaking to. But every individual situation has nuance. And if you want me to help you with nuance and bringing in your unique situations, your unique personality, your niche, your industry, your ideal client, the particular things that hold you back versus someone else. That is more nuance involved, more customization is involved. And that means that those things are more appropriate for a paid working relationship. And kind of along those same lines is in a paid working situation, you're able to have more personalization. So this podcast, for instance, is generalized. It's not personalized to you because you aren't the only person listening. There's many people listening. So when I plan it, I try to plan for what is the thing that's going to speak to the largest number of listeners versus the one. Now, when I'm working with a client, then I'm able to focus on the one. I'm able to throw out the generalized stuff or say, my general answer is this, but here are all of the ways that we can personalize this. And let's go through these questions and figure out what that looks like for you. So for instance, the person who first asked the question about free versus paid content for this particular podcast episode, they could have been asking for a lot of different reasons. They could have actually wanted to know for their particular business and niche, where is that line? Or they could have wanted to know, what package should I create? Like, what of my expertise should I package up in a paid offer versus my free offer? There's a lot of different meanings that they could have had behind this question. But the reality is, so many people are listening, and that kind of question is better suited to a coaching relationship. Like me creating a podcast episode all about one particular person's offer is not going to be useful to everybody. It's not going to be as useful as giving you some guidelines to think about and some food for thought to apply to your own business, and then to let you know if you need more nuance, if you want to go more in depth, if you want this personalized to your situation, then let's work together, because that's the best way for that to happen. And then the final thing around paid content or paid information, paid work, is that it comes with more support. So no matter how you're working with me, whether it is in my membership booked out business or in my mastermind or in my one-on-one, you get coaching from me. You get to have questions that are answered by me. You have hands-on support. And that's something you don't get with the podcast. With the podcast, what you get is the thoughts that I record for you and the show notes and the social media content that I put out. But if you're wanting me to answer your question in depth and in a personalized way, if you're wanting to receive custom coaching for your situation, that is when you move into a paid coaching relationship with me. And this is another reason why I really love one-on-one or done-for-you type of offers. So whether that is creating branding for you, doing virtual assisting for you, coaching you one-on-one, like those types of offers where it is a hands-on thing, I always recommend that my clients offer those unless they have a very large audience. For many, many reasons, there's so many reasons that I think that type of an offer is a better fit for most people. But one of them is this, that it's so much easier for you to differentiate free versus paid. And I think that when you are offering a one-on-one or done-for-you type of service, there's almost no such thing as too much free content. And things can get a little more muddied when you are selling like a course, for instance, because then it's like, okay, what do I keep in the course as like only paid, and what gets to be out there on my podcast or in my workshops or on my social media? That is a lot less clear than if you are providing a one-on-one or done-for-you service, where then it's like, well, it's very clear. There's content and like information that I put out, And then what they're paying for is my personal attention, my expertise on them, and providing either the one-on-one coaching or support or the one-on-one service or product that I'm creating for them or whatever it may be. The line there is so much more clear. And I think that's just like one of the many benefits of one-on-one. But I want to make a note here that free work is crossing the line. And I think it's totally valid if you want to take on free clients when you're first starting out. There's no problem with that. It's totally fine. But if you find yourself working for free, for instance, if you have somebody who DMs you and asks you questions all the time, and it's gotten to the point where it's like, this person is receiving the same amount of support that my paying clients do, and they basically have me on call in the Instagram DMs for whatever question they have, that's when you know the line has been crossed and you can direct these people to hire you for hands-on support like that. You know, you can have a very kind redirection of like, so glad you're loving my content. You know, going deeper like this is something I do with my one-on-one clients. If you're interested in talking more about that, you can click here to book a call with me and we can talk about what it looks like to work together. So it does not have to be rude. You do not have to, you know, be somebody that you're not. You can still really kindly yet firmly draw that boundary. And here's the last thing that I want to leave you with along these lines. It's okay to get it wrong to figure out where that line is. You probably are going to get it wrong as you're figuring out where that line is. And this may be something that shifts and changes over the course of your business. You know, when you're first starting out, you may be so eager to have any engagement at all that you're like, I'm going to talk to anybody who wants anything in the DMs. And that's okay. And there's going to come a point where you're like, these people need to pay me. And I'm going to be like, yes, they do. You need to be charging. So it's okay to kind of do it wrong and to learn by experience and figure out what are your standards? Where is your line? That is just as valid a way of learning as anything else. And I want you to have grace for yourself in the process. I don't want you to beat yourself up like, oh no, I've been coaching this person for free in the DMs. I shouldn't have done it. No. Maybe you had to do it that way to learn. Where is the line? Where does it cross from something I'm happy to do for free into this is really when people need to start paying me? All right. I hope that you found some really helpful nuggets there. I know for me, it was really hard to figure out where to draw this line initially. And it is something that you have to play with. So I encourage you to play with it, to err on the side of giving too much to find where the line is, because I think you will learn faster and you will build relationships with your audience faster. But then once you find where your line is, do not be afraid to draw the boundary and to direct people to a paid relationship with you. All right, everyone, I will talk to you next week. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.